Blog Talk Radio.
It is so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God. Even though the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, walk so crazy, I'm going to
stay in the house.
We're trying to rise up, got terrible skies
that look like us, so we know who we trust. Trust with a pain that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright. Say we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Alright.
In the last days, evil times will come in a
day.
Look at all the hate, business, crime, and murder. Human trafficking, racism, brutality, bullying, chopping the face.
Show me the people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise through the darkness.
Hallelujah. Won't be happy here. Praise God. Hey, it's going to be all right. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon, brothers and sisters. Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you guys. I'm not quite sure what's going on here, but hey, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are some kind of way we lost power over here. And praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Y'all bear with me here for a moment. I know we're going to get it here. Not sure what's all going on, but praise the Lord. Get this here in a moment. We're going to get ready to have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. We lost power over here. I'm hoping that you all can hear me this time. I just love the fact that the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that everything you think. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So hey, brothers and sisters, the good thing about that scripture is this, that we can always give thanks. Now, you might say, well, in a situation like this, why is you giving thanks? Because the word says in all things give thanks. I may say the wrong thing. I don't know. Might have opened up wrong. So let me go on and thank God for what things are right now and the way the situation is. Because for whatever reason, I ain't trying to figure out all of it. But I can tell you emphatically, I can tell you plain that we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose.
I truly believe that. And while we got kicked off, I have no reason. But hey, you got to keep the faith.
It
All right.
In these last days, evil times will come in a day. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder, human trafficking, racism, brutality, bullying,
trouble and pain.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise,
even through the storm and the rain,
he will come. Because we know that the night. We gon' be alright.
Hey, come this
from
two
people. We
gon'
be alright.
Come get from me, I tell you what.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, don't you worry about it. Don't you cry about it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I believe I received every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, we believe ya.
We gon' be alright.
Hey. Don't worry about it. Don't sleep over it. Just believe and receive every word that he promised you.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so lift your hands up.
We gon' be alright.
Just give them worship.
We gon' be alright.
I won't worry about it. I won't lose sleep over it. He got everything under control. The film of this,
we gon' be alright. We could go alright. We could go alright.
Pastor Bill, you should be so kind to give us a word of prayer and tribute. It's going to be all right. Pastor Bill, thank you so much.
God bless everyone and good afternoon. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the call today. We're thanking God for that. So that's going to be all right. And yes, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians, the 3rd chapter and verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're just thanking you for another day. We're thanking you, Father God, that you are in control. We're thanking you, Father God, for our listeners and those that participate. We give you thanks today, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you will bless each and every one as we continue in the Word of God for our review, and may this Word be in our hearts and in our mind today, Father God, and let us meditate on the Word day and night, Father God, and we just giving you thanks for all things, Father God, binding up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, to try to come up against our pastor, those that are listening, and those that participate, Father God, even those that are listening by internet. We're just thanking you, Lord, that your word is powerful, your word is faithful, your word is true. And as we continue to allow this word to be in our hearts, that we'll be able to share it with others. Also, the true word of God. We're thanking you for knowledge. We're thanking you for wisdom. We're thanking you for all things. Bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who've asked us to keep them in prayer and be with those that are going through. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, you know, we got a little time here. I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee for a little sandwich there, you know. And thank you, Pastor, for that great, wonderful prayer. Thank you.
God bless.
Evangelist Renee, mm-hmm. Do you have a sandwich there for us today?
Let me see. I'm pretty sure I can. God is good all the time. Good
Amen.
Morning. Okay. On the first piece of bread, what are you going to put? Galatians chapter 5:14. This is out the New Living Translation. For the whole law can be summed up in this one commandment: love your neighbor as yourself.
All right.
Get me some bread. Let's see. How about, okay, looking to put second piece of bread, Matthew 6:25. Again, out of the New Living Translation. This is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food, and your body more than clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Inside that sandwich, you know, we gotta put. By His stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day, Pastor.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day to you. I appreciate you guys. We're truly happy to be able to enjoy this Father's Day with you guys. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing. Okay. So this lesson this week is awesome, brothers and sisters. So I wanted to kind of like leave space for anybody who wanted to kind of jump in there, because if I get started here, it's going to be hard to pull me off this mule here, if you understand what I'm saying. This lesson is awesome. I just can't get enough of it. Every now and then you run into one of them lessons, you know, you just can't, just don't want to put it down. You don't want to let it go. And to continue in the faith is what we've been talking about, but not any kind of faith, the God kind of faith, which happens to be in Christ. Hallelujah. So that has been our lesson. So our review, and we're going to continue that, but our review today starts us off in the book of Acts. Matter of fact, we'll just start in the book of Acts. Let's see. I think it was 24. Mm-hmm. And we'll go to Acts 24. And 24. And as pastor, now everybody know the Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit, Acts of the Holy Ghost, even though they changed it, is the Acts of the Holy Spirit. And remember what Jesus had did, he had promised that he was going to send the Holy Ghost back, which will show people that he's alive forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 24 and 24, I'm going to have to get Pastor to read this because I want to do like a commentary. I want to do a lot of comments unless somebody else want to share what they learned this week. I'm going to give you a chance right now to do that, and maybe later on we'll give you another chance. So if you like to share, go ahead. And if there's something you learned this week, this is the time to share. Hallelujah. This is our review, not just mine and Pastor. It's our review. So anyone like to have anything to say, please do so at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got so much to cover. Okay. Well, Acts 24:24. Okay, here's Evangelist Sharon. Let me see if she's going to read or if she has something. Okay. Good morning, Evangelist Sharon. Good afternoon,
Pastor Beasley, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Happy Father's Day, Pastor Beasley.
I know that
today is a great day, and I want to say Happy Father's Day to our Lord, for he is the greatest Father of all. But I want to say that
yes.
I know you personally, and that you are a great Father and Grandfather as well. So I want to say Happy Father's Day to you and to everyone who's out there. God bless. And I want to read Colossians 1. And 21 through 23. And it reads as follows in the King James. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, have made a minister. Amen. And I want to thank God for that scripture. And I also want to thank God for this broadcast. I want to send a special prayer out to my father who's in the hospital. His health is failing. It just happened all of a sudden. And so you don't know what is in store for you here on earth, but we do know what's in store in heaven. And that's what we're preparing for here now in the present, to get the mind and the thoughts and the actions of Christ, to live in revelation knowledge, to live in the spirit, to know that God has already prepared and ordained things for us. He has already set out a path and for us not to fear anything, because we are armored with the armor of God, you know, the whole suit, and that there's nothing that God can't and won't do. There's nothing too big for him. And so we have all these scriptures to stand on, and all you have to do is just pick one and have faith, and that's just 100% faith. And I want to thank Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley, and I want to thank my sister for just years of continuing of having faith with the Lord, and allowing me to see the right way to go and to continue to give me and love me unconditionally, and that's God's love. And so I want to thank everybody for that today. And I rebuke anything that would come up between any listener or any believer that wants to believe in Christ. I rebuke it in the blood of Jesus, and I pray that you stand fast and stand in the word of God for we're all healed by his stripes. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. And I say, you know, with the power that's given unto me and the power within me, that God will be done in your father's life and also in yours. I can say one good thing.
Amen.
Thank God for your father, because guess what? He produced you. A person who have been converted. A person who have given their life to the Lord. See, a lot of times people have to look real good. I don't care what kind of father. He was a good father. You know why? Because he produced a good seed. It hadn't totally come to fruition yet, but it's there. You have to see it in the spirit. You have to see that, hey, this man did the will of God by producing a child of God. Now, God is going to get her reborn again. See, that's what happened to all of us. And what I'm saying is that we all had a parent, then we all have to be reborn again, just like Evangelist Sharon did. She, the Word of God is changing her life. Just like the Word of God changed my life, Evangelist Renee. And you have to appreciate your parents for being obedient in that area. So, hey, happy Father's Day to all the dads, all the people on this broadcast. I thank God for your daddy, because he dropped that seed like he was supposed to, so God could grab it and then regenerate it and rebirth it. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else before we get into this review? Because, see, that was one of our foundational scriptures as well. We might want to read that out the Messenger Bible along with Acts. Well, we're going to do this one first so there won't be any confusion. Colossians 1:23-22 is where we talked about continuing in the faith, and we picked it up over there in Acts 24. So, Pastor, I'm going to ask you, if you will, go to Colossians 1:21-23 in the Messenger Bible, in the Messenger Bible, and then we'll share from the book of Acts. But first we need to make sure we hear.
Okay, Pastor. And from the Message Bible, Colossians 1:21-23, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your back turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him every trouble, every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stand grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly turned to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets the same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. Amen.
Awesome. See, at one point in time, we all were separated from God. Sin had separated us. This is a fact, people. You have to see the reality of this. And every evil thing that was in the human came against God that was in us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to hostile attitude toward God. That's why we refuse to surrender to God. We all been there. We all been there.
Amen.
But now, that's what I. But now, Christ,
yes,
who went on the cross and died, mm-hmm, and said, Father, the price is paid now.
Yes.
He died the physical death so that physical part could identify with us. But guess what, brother and sister? The physical part didn't separate from God. Here it comes. Mm-hmm. It was our spirit that got separated from God. So for that to be put back together, our spirit had to be resurrected. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when it came alive, all predicated based on what Christ did, we could come back to God now and be in his presence and be presented to him blindly. So before we were in one condition, now we come into God as perfect because he see us in Christ now. So what he says, to do is to continue in this faith. Continue in this condition, man. Paul said, that's what I'm going to preach. I ain't going to move off of this thing right here. This is the truth. This is the hope of the gospel, which y'all heard. And which we have preached to every creature which is under the heaven. He said, man, I'm preaching. Y'all need to start rejoicing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Awesome. He said, I've been made a minister of this stuff according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to be fulfilled in the word of God. Hallelujah. And this is a mystery, brothers and sisters, but please understand, we were to continue in this faith. Even though it's a mystery, it had been hidden from age, it had been hidden from generation, from age, from time to generation after generation, the saints didn't know what was going on. But now, God has made known the riches of his glory of this mystery among us who are in Christ, which is the hope of glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, this is what's going on. Continue in the faith. Stay there. Don't get out of it. Don't get it back into the world where, you know, the Bible showed me something. Well, let me tell you something Esther said, because Paul was warning every man and teaching every man everywhere in all wisdom that they may stay present, every man in God's sight, till they become perfect in Christ Jesus. That's what he wanted to do. Just stay there. Stay there in this truth. That God raised Christ from the dead. Now, if God raised Christ from the dead, Christ is living right now. He's living in you. He's living in me. So why do we teach people? Now, I just want y'all to understand it, my way of thinking. Why should I be teaching these people, hey, it's all about Jesus? No, it's about being in Christ now. See, when we all come together in unity of the faith, Christ can come back. He can't come back until we all get in this unity of faith that is in Christ.
Yeah.
But the body of Christ is the body. Probably over a half of the body of Christ, which the Bible calls these people disobedient. Some of them I heard, they're just disobedient. They don't hear God's voice in all these situations. They got more education than I have. They have, I've been exposed to more in books and stuff than I've been, but some of them won't walk in obedient, brothers and sisters. They won't. So God calls them disobedient, see? But until we all come together in this unity of faith and teach people to be in Christ Jesus instead of Jesus Christ, but you see, that's the world's way. And I know we're going to get into the review, but man, this something just jumped in my spirit over there, and we're going to the back of that. I want you to continue this. But don't be Don't be surprised, man, what you're teaching. Folks, they don't want to hear it. And here's why. In Matthew 15, I want y'all to see this, Matthew 15 and 9. Well, you know, Mark said talks about it too. But right now, because you can parallel this with Mark, but I want you to hear what Jesus said. Over in Matthew 15 and 9, and we're going to get into the review, I promise you.
But in vain, they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. The people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me cover for teaching whatever suits their fantasy. Have mercy.
Yeah. See, so you go to the sixth verse. I have Evangelist Sharon to read that, if you will. In the sixth verse, here these folks, well, matter of fact, read the sixth through the 12th verse. But I wanted y'all to see that because in the ninth verse, he said, but in vain they do worship. That's, can you get with that? In vain. Pointless. Why are you doing that? Why are you up there teaching these folks this stuff in these buildings? Why? It's pointless.
Have mercy.
But I tell you what, they are teaching for the human desires, the human needs. And when we get back over there in the book of Acts, you're going to see that's what Felix was doing. That's what he was doing. He was trying to make the folks happy. And that's what people do now. But these words here came from Jesus. So read from the 6 to the, read to the 12. That's Matthew 15, 6 through to 12. And we'll get into review, people. We got all week.
And in the King James, it reads as follows. And honor not his father or his mother. He shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrite, the world did Isaiah's prophecy of you saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrine of the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth of a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defieth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this thing? Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, anyone denouncing father or mother should be killed. But you weasel around that by saying, whoever wants to can say to father and mother, what I owe you, I've given to God. That can hardly be called respecting a parent. You cancel God's command by your rules. Fraud. Isaiah's prophecy of you hit the bull's eye. The people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover for teaching whatever suits their fantasy. He then called the crowd together and said, listen and take this to heart. It's not what you swallow that pollutes your life, but what you vomit up. Later, his disciples came and told him, did you know how you upset the Pharisees? I'm sorry. Did you know how upset the Pharisees were when they heard that? No, let me get this here right. Verse 12. Later, his disciples came and told him, did you know how upset the Pharisees were when they heard what you said. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you start telling truth, folks get upset. So that's where, what you're going to see in Paul's life over here in the book of Acts, why he tells you to continue in the faith. Because once you start telling people about a resurrected Christ, they're going to get upset. When you start teaching them to teach the truth, teach people don't go to church, but be the church, they're going to get upset.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But Jesus had already brought the scripture to them. He said, in other words, these ain't my mouth. He said, Isaiah, you know, he called y'all. Remember he prophesied saying, you know, these people are hypocrites. How these people draw nigh unto me. They'll come to me talking about how much they love the Lord. He said, they'll do it with their mouth, and they'll honor me with their lips. He said, but here's the thing. Their heart is far from me. They worshiping in vain, people. It's vain worship. Hear that. Know the difference between vain worship. Now, they're going to tell you they're not worshiping vain. Of course they're going to tell you that. They don't want to look stupid.
All right.
But when you know the truth, and you point this stuff out to them, they're going to say, we'll have to take up this matter later. But they're going to get angry with you. And I just wanted to let you see that when you start teaching people the truth, they're going to get angry. Because here's what they do. They teach in vain the doctrine and the commandment of man. That's what they do. That's why they change things around. God tell you to honor your mother and father and your day may be longer. They say, oh, no. Here's how we need to do this. Just like in these organized church, they got covenants placed on the wall. And I go there and put a check on it and question it because they'll change things for their own good. They change scriptures for their own righteousness. That's what they do. They look the part, think the part, smell the part, dress the part, but they ain't the part. Now, I said that for one of my listeners, I should say our listeners, that think if it quack like a duck and walk like a duck and it's a duck, it ain't. It ain't always a duck because they're carrying a sign that say duck.
Amen.
All right.
So if the duck go in the garage, that make him a car? The duck got a sign that say car. That make him a car? I don't think so. So everything that look like a duck, quack like a duck, walk like a duck, don't have to be a duck. These folks, that's what the Bible said. He said, oh, they draw nigh to me with their mouth. See, they talking like a duck. He said, they honor me with their lips. Oh, they look like a duck. But Jesus said, here's the thing. Their heart, where's their heart at?
All right.
But you got a lot of people, they shows this facade that you know, they this and but at the end of the day, trust and believe, they don't honor God with their heart. What they doing is for the doctrine of man. Now we can go to the book of Acts. I had to get that little bit in there. Anybody want to have something to say, you can. But I had to get that little bit in because Lord had gave me that early this morning about how, and I could take you to some other stuff where they honor, when it comes to tradition. You know why most folks go to church? Now, they're going to blow your mind. They go because of tradition.
Yes.
They say, that's where you go to find your wife. That's what tradition say. That's where you go to get, you want to get a good man? Go to the church. Come on, so I know somebody heard that. I know you heard
that. Yeah.
That used to be the word on the street. Back in the day, Evangelist Renee, that used to be the word on the street. You want a good man, go to the church. They said, because all of them taken. It used to be the word on the street. You want a good woman, go to the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I ain't going there today. That's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The Christian world is being filled with tradition. Filled with it. All the language. All the everything. Even the Bible. Now, this is just a for instance. The Bible says, dance before the Lord. Now, tradition got it that you got to hear something, you got to feel something, start dancing. You ain't got to do that. The Bible said dance. And you ain't got to wait till you get in the crowd. And you ain't got to wait for a certain beat to come on. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
See, it's the truth anyway.
Yeah.
I went to church the other day, and I knew. I said, oh, yeah. Here it come now. So I got ready because I know as soon as they go, I was going to get it with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. I told my grandson. I told my grandson, I said, son, watch this. They finna start dancing. How you know, granddaddy? I said, watch what I'm telling you. They finna start. Because, see, I know the beat. I know the church stuff because I've been there dancing, see? And I mean, it went out of my mouth 3 minutes. They were dancing everywhere. I said, you can dance, son. He said, I don't know. I said, yeah, they ain't feeling nothing. I said, they just doing traditional stuff. You can, if you want to dance, go on and dance. And then, you know, you ain't got to wait on nothing. Go on and do the thing.
All right.
You tell him, you know, Grandpa is wild. That's what he said. He said, Grandpa is wild. So Mom said, why you say that? Because he was telling me go on and dance. See? Because I was telling him the truth. You can dance. You ain't got to. Who told you had to feel something? See, it's what traditions have messed up some of these folks. But anyway, let's praise God. In Acts 4 and 24, hallelujah.
Okay, in Acts 4 and 24, in the King James, it reads as follows. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Is. Amen.
That's a good scripture. Where you get that from, baby? Let's see what you get.
Okay. Just 1 second, Pastor. Acts 4.
Acts 24.
Oh, that was Acts 4 and verse 24.
That was Acts 24 and verse 24.
I apologize.
No problem. We needed that. Somebody need to hear that.
Acts 24 and verse 24. And King James reads as follows. And after certain days, when Philip came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent to Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, a few days later, Philip and his wife, Drusilla, who was Jewish, sent for Paul and listened to him talk about a life of believing in Jesus Christ. As Paul continued to insist on right relations with God and his people about life of moral discipline and the coming judgment. Amen.
Okay. So the original text here, which we want to stay with, it says that, you know, some days later, what happened was between Drusilla and her husband, what had happened was they had heard that Paul was teaching and believing in the resurrection.
That
is how it was presented to them. It was presented to them as Paul had faith in Christ. Not Jesus. Now, people, don't get this twisted.
All right now.
What he was preaching and teaching was what they heard him concerning the faith that to have in Christ. In other words, Paul teaching them to have faith in Christ now. In other words, in the resurrection. And as you study this and get on in there, you'll see, Paul said, that was the only problem. And if that was a problem, I was doing the same thing my foreparents was doing. I was doing the same thing they were doing, teaching about the resurrection, that great day that it was going to come when all of God's children was going to be resurrected. He said, it's right now. It's right now.
Amen, amen.
See how far the church is behind? Why haven't we been teaching this for 2,000 years? Now, I don't have nothing against Black Lives Matter or none of this other stuff, but I just don't have time to get in there. When I read stuff like this, boy, my time needs to be spent teaching people this truth. I got to stop focusing on the truth, man, or our people are going to be truly lost.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
I know the other day, I'll show you this if you, I mean, you think, just go to the 21st verse. Go to the 21st verse and read that. And then we're going to get into the review and talk about some of this stuff. And we talk this week.
Okay, in King James, the 21st verse reads as follows. Except thee for this one voice that I cried standing from them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the only thing they have on me is that one sentence I shouted out in the council. It's because I believe the resurrection that I've been hauled into this court. Does that sound to you like grounds for a criminal case? Amen.
And see, he knew the way of Christ. He knew the way of the resurrection.
Amen. Yeah.
It wasn't no secret to him. Paul told him, you know this stuff. He said, the only reason they're accusing me of this one thing. When I stood up among them and I began to preach this gospel about Christ being resurrected, And people start believing this stuff. He says that the dead should come back alive. And now if you really get up there and start breaking this stuff down, folks going to get angry with you. They don't want to hear that. Because they honor God with their lips, but their heart is far from him. But the truth doesn't matter, brothers and sisters. He was teaching about the resurrection of the dead. That's why he was calling question. So that's what this lesson is about. It's about, if Paul had been teaching anything else, he was cool. But when he started teaching about having faith in Christ Jesus, oh, they flipped the script. If he had just kept on talking about Jesus Christ, it would have been okay. He was
right.
Cool. The council was cool. But when he flipped the script and showed them, wait a minute, we're not going to teach about Jesus Christ. We're going to teach about Christ Jesus. That's the spirit. That's the anointing. And that's what we got to teach now. Well, why was this such a great controversy? That's why we got into the lesson about this. Because God wants us to see. It's about being in Christ, brothers and sisters. So in Ephesians, we'll go there. We're not just going to be able to get into all these scriptures. I mean, it's just too many. But the blessings was in Christ. So in Ephesians 1 and 3, now, not in Jesus, so don't get it twisted. Not in your organization, not in your denomination. The blessing is in Christ Jesus. So in Ephesians 1 and 3, we talk spiritual blessing. You know, we're new preachers now. So I'm talking about spiritual blessing.
Yeah.
In Ephesians 1 and 3.
Uh-huh.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, how blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to high places of his blessing in him. Amen, amen.
So where's the blessings at?
In Christ, in the heavenly places.
That's right, in Christ. So if you want to get the cookies out the cookie jar, you got to get it out the jar.
All right. Say that. Say that. Yeah.
Because that's where it's at. It's in Christ. That's why we want to continue to preach. Well, let me tell you what. Flip down that to verse 17. Bless God. We just go to verse 17. Third chapter, Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3 and 17. I want you to see that.
In Ephesians 3 and 17 in the King James, it reads as follows. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, and I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, in is to like live in, to set up residence. You're living there. Mm-hmm. You're living there. So when you talk about dwelling, you're talking about living. So when you see that word dwell in the Bible, it always references to living.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
That Christ may live in your hearts by faith. Why? Because of the scripture we read over there in Matthew. Isaiah said, this people going to honor me with their lips. They will honor me with all of this stuff, but their heart is going to be far from me. You know why? Because Christ is not living in them. He's not dwelling in their heart. They got other stuff in their heart, but it's not Christ.
Have mercy.
That's why it's important, brothers and sisters. You get rooted and grounded in God's love, which is God's word. You can't love God without loving his word. You
Amen.
Can't do God without doing his word.
Amen.
It works together. It wraps it. I mean, it's together.
Mm-hmm.
Dwelling in it. And over there in Ephesians 2 and 13, we were down-minded too. Just in some of these scriptures that we were in. But it's about, remember now, it's about keeping the faith in Christ. That's what this is about now. So that's why this message is so important.
Mm-hmm.
In the King James, it reads as follows, Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, you knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenant and promises in Israel, hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ dying that death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether are in on everything. Amen.
Amen. How are you?
Praise God.
But now, and I like the word now because it can be right now. And it could have been now in their day. It could be now today. And then it can be now tomorrow. Hello, somebody. I said it's now in Christ. Y'all, this big word, but you don't need that. There's a word for now in the past, there's a word for now in the present, and there's a word for now in the future. So I just rather tell you, it could have been now in the past, it could be now right now, it could be now in the future. Evangeline Sharon now was when she met Christ, whatever day that was. Now in Christ is right now because I met him right now. I got revelation right now. Pastor now can be tomorrow. That thing hit her like a ton of bread. Okay? I don't want y'all to see that. But now in Christ Jesus, it's in Christ. You sometimes were far off or made nigh or near by the blood of Christ. Because you're in Christ, he uses Christ's blood to bring us near. That's how it's all about bringing Christ. So when you go to Ephesians 4:13, we'll go there. Ephesians 4:13. I want y'all to see it's about being in Christ. You can't get enough of being in Christ. Don't be fooled. And Paul, that's what his main message was, about teaching people to be in Christ. And we're going to go over some of the other stuff we went over, but I just want to, all of this was done Monday because we was undergirding this thing, trying to get you to see the importance of oneness, trying to get you to see the importance of being one in Christ. But Ephesians 4:13, if you'll be so kind to read that one, please.
He reads as follows in the King James, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmatically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen.
Yeah. We're growing up to that, the head. We got to be like the head. You know, the same blood that's in your foot, it went through your head. But the same blood went through your head, went through your arms.
Amen.
So God wants this same faith to go throughout the entire body of Christ, which is the head of the church. But we gotta stop being tossed and turned with all kinds of doctrine and with the slightness of man's words and the kindness of his craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. These people are trying to deceive you. That's why it's so important that we speak the truth in love so we can all grow into all things which is the head of Christ, which is the head, even Christ. Why? To become that perfect man until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what we're working for. For the fullness of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because we all come into that unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Until a perfect man, until the measures of the second, our measure right there. That's what we aiming for, to be like Christ. But
amen.
We have to faith in Christ. And let me back up for a second, because when I say having faith, I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about your trust in Christ, just like you trust preaching Jesus, trust preaching Christ and him crucified.
Yes, yes.
We got to live there, brothers and sisters. We got to occupy that space. In it's already 1 o'clock. Well, we're going to run by 5 minutes. In Philippians 1 and 27. In Philippians 1 and 27. Hallelujah.
In Philippians 1:27 in King James, reads as follows. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you understand, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. Let me read that again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye steadfast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together of the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, Philippians 1 and 27, meanwhile, I live in such a way that you are credit to the message of Christ. Let nothing in your conduct hang on whether I come or not. Your conduct must be the same whether I show up to see things for myself or hear of it from a distance. Stand united, singular in vision, contending for people's trust in the message, the good news, not flinching or dodging in the slightest before the opposition. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hope y'all getting that. That's, let me just tell you how plain I want to make it. Act like you living in heaven.
All right.
Act like you're going to do the same regardless. If Paul there or not. If I'm there or not. You know, sometimes people put on airs when they're around certain people. No, you act like a child of God no matter what.
Amen.
You stand fast in that gospel, in that truth, in that oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in that faith. Stay in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where it's at, brothers and sisters. It's about being in Christ, man. If you would go to that, I know we read 27th verse, but it's really about having faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul was saying. If I live or die, it don't matter. They ain't finna shut me up.
Yeah.
Paul
said,
give me a platform. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what the lesson was about this week. And in the third chapter, and the 9th verse, and this will be our last scripture, but in Philippians 3, and let me say this too. I know we read these scriptures, brothers and sisters, but I like to study these scriptures. So sometimes you may just do one scripture. It ain't always that we're going to do a whole bunch of scriptures. Because one, we might get what we need in one scripture.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost can take one word and change the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
But in 3 and 9, it reads.
It reads as follows. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, by faith. Amen.
Amen. from the Message Bible, I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty, inferior brand of righteousness comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Approval here for righteousness, he wanted God's kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen,
and
amen.
That he's talking about. See, let me tell you what. This traditionally, every denomination have what their righteousness is. This is what we do. This is righteous. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, the best righteousness you can have that is in by faith that is in Christ. That's the best righteousness you can have. But anyway, I thank you all so much. Anything else they want to say? I know we run a little over time, but I'm cool with it. If anybody need to go, I understand. I have no problem if you need to leave. But if anybody want to stay and say something, I'm here for you. Anyone. Hallelujah. I thank Evangelist Sharon for bringing out our other foundational scripture. And hey, brothers and sisters, we're talking about continuing in this faith. And hopefully we'll get to the rest of this review probably tomorrow, because when we read each one of those scriptures in Acts 24 and how Paul, I just thought that was awesome. I thought that was awesome, man. That was a masterpiece of how the court produced these charges. And we'll get into that tomorrow. I mean, that was a masterpiece. But what was greater than that is Paul combat. Come on, somebody. When you got that combat in your right, boy, I tell you, it ain't nothing. Yes, that was a masterpiece. But, man, when Paul began to affirm who he was in Christ, and we're going to get into that tomorrow.
All right.
I think it was Friday. Verse by, or we went like 2-3 verses at a time, but that Friday, Pastor.
Yeah.
I think that was Friday.
Mm-hmm. That was Friday.
Well, we're gonna go back there and visit that because he was continuing in the faith, and Paul was being tried. His faith was being tried.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm sorry, Pastor. That was thankful.
Not any kind of faith, man. Faith, huh?
Mm-hmm. That was thankful Thursday.
But that's when that was? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we did them scriptures, huh? That was Thursday?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Well, we'll go back there because we didn't even get to Wednesday. So we'll go back there and do that one and finish that up.
Right.
But we're still talking about having faith in Christ, the God kind of faith in Christ. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, be blessed. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the